We get to visit the 10 emotional needs of the soul, the 8th emotional need, feeling recognized. Most of us want to leave a legacy that will be remembered when we're gone, and you get to feel that recognition when you know you touch someone's life or many people's lives, and other people know it too. This takes place for most of us between the ages of 40 to 90. That's the time period in which you'll fulfill some degree of expertise in your life, or you will have created something of value that will benefit a lot of people. And so this recognition becomes important because this is when you're creating your legacy for the future. Before I go a little deeper into this and take us into holding, I want to talk about the process of holding a little bit. Something came up at Facebook. One of you was having a hard time with really feeling welcomed, even though you've been very dedicated to working with it. Let's take a look at how to work with that meditative space so that it can help you, so you can really engage the space. What I'm holding for you is an energy of that feeling. And the opportunity that you have is to let your creative mind and your creative spirit and your intuition work for you in a way that you take that rough outline and the space that I'm holding, and you enter into it in a way that you can feel that energy, even if it is just a little tiny bit. If it's something you haven't felt a lot of or at all in this lifetime, it's going to be more challenging for you. But somewhere in your soul, there is a memory of that feeling. It might be from a different lifetime. It might be in your imagination. In other words, the way you connect to our collective consciousness, the feeling is there. So when I take you through any of these emotional needs, it is always most important that you follow your intuitive guidance, that deep inner sense from spirit, before listening to my words. My words are suggestions to open up those feelings in different ways that you might have experienced that feeling, either with a person in an imaginary situation or with the divine. Be willing to try different angles and approaches. This holding meditation was created to give a woman or a man using it lots of room, lots of space for your creativity. So go for it and be willing to take small steps. For example, you might see yourself as a baby and be able to want that little baby. And that allows you to have the feeling of wanting someone, and then see if you can get down into the space of the baby being wanted. You might see yourself as a kitten or a little lamb. You might want to cuddle and hold this little one that comes to your imagination. It might come as a feeling, as something you see, a visualization. It might be something you hear, a baby crying. Any of your senses can open you up. Imagine yourself with someone who just wants to sit with you at any age, as a teenager, as an adult. Imagine yourself playing outside at a young age and someone wants to play with you. Imagine yourself sitting and watching a movie and someone wants to watch the movie with you. So that there's some level of wanting, playing a sport together where it takes more than one person and they want to engage with you. It might be a memory from your past, or it might be something you make up. What's important is the feeling, even if it's just the tiniest edge of that feeling. Maybe it's a different lifetime. Maybe you let your imagination go into a whole nother reality. Even if you don't believe in past lives, that's okay. Make it up. visit one, pretend, or actually let your mind take you back to another lifetime, or jump into the future. Imagine a time in the future when you were wanted. What would happen in that lifetime? How would you know you were wanted? What would someone be doing? Some new parent, some new guardian, your guardian angel, a fairy godmother. Let your imagination work for you to give you what you really want. If it's just too difficult, that's okay. This might be one of the stickier ones for you. Move on to another emotional need. If you've been working with an emotional need for a while and it's just getting more and more uncomfortable and you're not feeling that need getting met, go ahead and move on to another need that feels a little easier to access, and then come back to this one later when you've built up your holding muscles a little bit more. This is supposed to be pleasant. There might be a few tears along the way, a few tears shed about what you did not get to feel at the time you wanted it. It might be a realization about how much you wanted it. That's okay. You can hold that. But it is important for us to emphasize that this is supposed to feel like a fulfillment. So give yourself every opportunity to feel it filling you up. Let's talk a little bit more about feeling recognized and how we'll be shifting that reality. If you did not feel recognized, you might feel resentful about your own accomplishments. You might find you're resentful or jealous of the accomplishments of other people. Or you might hardly recognize your own accomplishments. You might undermine or sabotage your successes. You might think of yourself as less than what you really are, less capable than you really are. You might have difficulty accepting a compliment. We've talked about this with being acknowledged. There are some similarities. You might find you rarely feel good enough. If you are recognized, you tend to feel proud of your accomplishments. You honor your accomplishments and are pleased to share what you have learned with others. You build upon your accomplishments to create even greater success and influence in making a wonderful world. You honor the challenges you've overcome and the results you've been able to get. You see the wonder of divine influence in your acts of creation. You share your acts of creation because they are expressions of divine love, and they're meant to be experienced by others. You receive compliments graciously with an open heart, and you allow that cycle of giving and receiving to be fulfilled through you. You understand when someone compliments you that they are seeing something wonderful inside themselves as well. You feel good enough to do what you were uniquely created to experience, and you easily recognize the accomplishments of others as you honor the divine expressing through them. Now, I want to be clear. In this one where we're talking about accomplishments, this is a body of work. This is where you're recognized for what you are leaving and contributing to future generations. This is your connection to them. How do you make the world better that allows you to leave an imprint on the earth that is meaningful to you? A body of work, something you've done for many, many years. We used to do that in companies. I don't know if that's still being done now. When someone got ready to retire from a company, they had been of service to that company for many years. They might receive a watch, a gift, a check, a party, an acknowledgement that is substantial and commensurate with the amount of work that that individual has given in terms of their time, labor, and love to that company. So you can think about that. There is some body of work you would like to complete. And this practice, we speak about that as our missions, which usually comes up in our elderhood. Our missions, the work that we will do between now and when we cross over that completes our sacred work here on earth and is of service to others. Now, there's one little thing I want to mention here that can come with feeling recognized, and some of us back away from allowing ourselves to feel that because we're sliding into another perception, and that is the perception, I am a fraud. If people really knew that I had no idea what I was doing, and they would know I was a fraud, we might back away from those activities that allow us to fulfill our most sacred work, our sacred missions. We might not receive fully compliment, acknowledgement, recognition, because we feel as though we couldn't possibly deserve that because we really never knew what we were doing. Here's something to help you with that. There was a survey of CEOs from some of the largest companies on the planet that was done some years ago. When they interviewed all of these CEOs, they discovered that they, across the board, felt like they were frauds. That if people knew, they were totally unprepared and unequipped for the job they were doing, how often they were making their best decision, but unsure about where it was really going to go, people would be disappointed in them. They would be surprised. Most of us feel like a fraud at some point in our lives, particularly when we're leaning into the unknown, when we're leaning and pushing a little bit into something that hasn't been completely tried. We're being different. We're serving in a new and unique way, and we need that in order to evolve as a species. If we're really growing, we're always leaning into the unknown, which means at any moment you could feel like you're a fraud. If you recognize that that's a normal feeling and that it's okay, and you get to feel like, I don't really know what I'm doing, and it's all right. It's okay because the divine knows. You may not know exactly what to do, but the divine does. When that comes up, you get to step back if you choose and be humble. Open up your heart and say, well, nope, I guess I don't really know what I'm doing, but the divine does. And I'm willing to let the divine work through me. We may have some kinks. We may have some crazy moments. We may have some fun. We may have some exciting discoveries. And I'm willing. And that is the grand spiritual adventure right there. With that recognition, let's go into the meditation. And then we'll take some questions at the end. We'll have a little discussion. Let's go into that energy of feeling recognized. I invite you to sit comfortably. Allow yourself to notice the space between your thoughts. Focusing on the space, allowing the thoughts to pass through. The thoughts come and go, and the space remains. Allow yourself to notice the space between your breaths. Your breaths come and go, but the space remains. Allow yourself to remember a moment you felt love, any kind of love, being loved, loving someone else, can be kindness or compassion, something funny and delightful, a moment of surprise, romantic love, divine love, any moment that takes you into the feeling of love. feel that space and love blend together. And as they merge, they anchor in your energetic womb. Your energetic womb and the primordial womb of all life are connected. Allow yourself to feel the great expanse. Dark, cool space of yin, sacred feminine, mother energy. And here you are held as you are, in love, gratefully received for who you are. Nothing is expected of you. There is nothing to do to earn this love. And nothing you could do to push it away. Allow yourself, through your imagination, to bring you whatever you need to feel safe and held in love. Let your imagination show you what you need to see, sense, know, hear, feel, taste, or smell that feeling of love. That holds you. Allow your imagination to take you to a moment in your future . There is a group of people in a room. And they are happy and smiling. And you are up front with someone else. And the other person is talking about you. The other person is saying good things about you. Let your inner gifts open up to see, to hear, or feel what is happening. Are you being given a gift or an award? is being said about you? What did you do? What difference did you make in the lives of others? What did you create? What service did you provide? Are they showing a picture of it on a screen, on a piece of paper? Are they talking about it? Perhaps people in the room are wondering if someday they will be recognized for their contribution. Just like you. This is your legacy. Your sacred offering to the world, to life. It is what you give back to life. For the gift of being alive. It fulfills you. See yourself receiving the recognition. See, hear, know, feel yourself saying thank you. I'm telling the people who have gathered why you did this work. Notice the heads that are nodding, the smiles on people's faces. As they recognize the difference you have made. It pleases them, and it pleases you. Allow yourself to feel yourself in the arms of the feminine again. Allow yourself to notice the things that passed you by in your life, the opportunities that you did not say yes to, and acknowledge them with love and respect as teachers. They taught you what was important to you, how to get ready, how to focus your energy, they taught you how to forgive. And let go. They taught you how to say yes. And open your heart and mind to what you did not know that were willing to learn or discover in order to help another. They taught you how to become compassionate and caring for others, to recognize their needs and understand how to fulfill them. Each opportunity that you passed by, that you started and attempted but didn't come to fruition, was part of your earthly adventure and full of rich lessons. As you glean the lessons and let them settle inside you, you can kiss each one and thank them for what you learned and send them on back to the mother. Where they are rebirthed again in some new way in your life or in the life of another. In service to love. So hold each one with respect and caring as you say thank you, say goodbye. Notice the feelings that rise and fall. Hold them too. Old attachments and dreams. Tired and ready to rest. Gratefully. Gently letting go, giving them back to Divine Mother and trusting in love. The universe gives us many opportunities to learn and grow. Experiment and try until enough pieces come together, enough wisdom, realizations, enough health and energy and vibrancy to step into our legacy work. Ah, this. This is what I came here to do. To leave as my final gift. Look back. Did you work on this beautiful gift a few years? Many years? Most of your life? All of your life? And hold the part of you who was so dedicated. Hold that part of you with great love and respect and honor. For the ups and downs you were willing to go through to bring this to life. Honor your trust in the divine. Recognize the depth of your courage, how you leaned into the unknown, and humbly opened your arms, your mind, your heart to the divine and offered through me. Through me, let this be done. To feel gratitude for this person, you. Feel deep gratitude. And receive that gratitude. Let it fully come into your heart. And hold yourself in recognition. Thank yourself for staying true. For creating freedom for yourself and for others through this work. And smile at the good work you have done. A life well lived. And you know there is more to do, more unknown to discover, more surprises, happy, beautiful surprises ahead. And it feels good to be recognized for your life's work. And if you'd like, open up your heart and mind to the four grandmothers who joined us and allow them to recognize you, to see you and hear you and feel you and know you. And what you are capable of contributing. And receive this ancient blessing. May you become the woman or the man of your choosing. Allow yourself to see, sense, hear, know, feel your I am. Merging in the light of your being, the light of who you are longing to express in the world. Your light born from the darkness, from the great womb, your truth, your knowledge. This great light might show you the symbol of your I am, a vision, a sound, a word, a symbol, a number, a thought, a feeling, a knowingness of your I am in this moment, your expression, the one that becomes recognized. So that you can bring this symbol into your life to help you remember, to help you remember. Your I am. What you've come here to do. With that awareness, we thank the grandmothers and release them, send them home. And slowly now we're going to bring our awareness back into physical reality so we can bring the gift of our light and our expression and our I ams into the world. Three breaths, we're going to blow ourselves back into the awareness of our physical bodies with all our senses. Feel and experience the wonder of being a human and being on earth. Big inhale. Exhale through your mouth. Feel the air around you. Notice its scent. Notice the sounds, temperature, texture of the air. Next inhale. Exhale through your mouth. Feel where you are sitting as physical reality. Next one, bringing yourself all the way back in. Big inhale. Exhale through your mouth. Blowing yourself into your body. Stretch your fingers, your toes, rub your legs, your arms, stretch your neck, whatever you need to do to feel your body. It's very important that you can feel your body. When you can, then very gently open your eyes. Give yourself a minute to bring yourself back Don't worry if you got a little bit stuck. We all get stuck. Keep focusing on those beautiful feelings and let them come a little at a time. Baby steps, turtle steps. It's okay if your I am came through. It might come through in your dreams tonight or in a quiet moment. It might come through later. And the light that we went into is actually the step that follows the holding, when the holding is taught as part of the creation meditation. There are three steps. The holding, which is the sacred feminine, and the dance with the sacred masculine, where the light emerges, your sense of purpose, your sense of expression is born, and then the rebirthing of the self, which is done through the chakras. We don't cover those in this class, but I wanted to give you a taste of that bursting into the light, how sweet that is. You're being born from the womb. Silky asked a really great question, and I want to thank you for that and for being so authentic, Silky. This is awesome. She says, I realize that on the one hand, I really want to feel recognized by my family and the world, and I want to have an impact. But on the other hand, I keep being paralyzed when it comes to taking action, and I keep sabotaging myself subconsciously. Good. Good awareness. By addressing other people's needs and desires before looking after myself. I bet a lot of us can relate to that. It's a little bit excessive feminine energy, believe it or not. It's one of the ways we actually here on Earth play out an excess of feminine energy, where we're very, very much aware of everything, everyone. We tend to then engage our masculine energy to assist them, kind of as a way of fixing. And it doesn't work well, and you already know that, right? Because then your own needs don't get taken care of. What you probably need is a little more masculine energy here to be able to say, wait a minute, my expression, my needs are important. And in order to be of service to others, I need to go in and take care of myself. So what the grandmothers taught me is this: hold yourself, then others, hold yourself. And we could apply that to our lives as well in terms of taking care of ourselves. First, tend to us, then to others, then to ourselves. I think it's the hardest piece for some of us to really get when we are so compassionate and so empathic and we are working on behalf of others, that it all begins and is all rooted in that self-care. So, Silky, this is permission. You go for it. You make yourself a priority. And that starts first thing in the morning. If the first thing you do is something for yourself, like holding, like lighting a candle and pausing for a few moments to get still and feel whatever divine love you can feel. If you can feel divine love as the sun is rising, or you can feel it by looking out at a tree, you can feel it by gazing at that candle. Feel divine love for you, your special relationship here on Earth, before you do anything else. That will begin shifting. It sends a message to your subconscious that you come first and your self-care is first, and from that strength you will deliver. So one last thought about this, because this is one many of us will relate to. When we are attempting to give or hold another, and we're not feeling full ourselves, then there's no strength for others to draw from. When we are in a state of self-love and deep compassion, and we are in that oneness with the divine, then those that we serve draw from our strength and that connection. So in this practice, we begin with the self for that reason. before we ever attempt to hold or be of service to another, we hold ourselves. Okay, Trinity, it went to a dark place for you. Was it a safe dark or an uncomfortable dark? So keep in mind, Trinity, you're going out to your future. And so when you do this again, give yourself permission to look into your future. It's not what you've done so far in your life. It's the legacy you want to leave before you go. So let your mind go out a little further, many years out if you wish, and see what comes. All you might get is a symbol. That's enough to get it going. Or a feeling of, I made people happy. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't sound funny to me that as a child, feeling like you've wasted your life can be a feeling of having come into the wrong family. Might be associated with that. It can also be a feeling you carried forward from a previous life that you didn't get to accomplish what you wanted to accomplish. Well, the wonderful thing about doing this work now that you're giving yourself is you will open up space to discover what it is you really want to give, to share. It has everything to do with service. It has to do with how do you make other people's lives better in some way, and to allow that to open up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It does. It really does suck when you feel as though you're not contributing in some meaningful way. It does. It's part of our makeup as human beings to really fully engage and be there for others as well as ourselves. Mm. Beautiful, Celine. That's a beautiful symbol. Mm-hmm. She chatted in private about something, so I just want to acknowledge that. Just beautiful. Oh, it wasn't private. Okay. No worries. Thanks, Celine. So she says, let me open it up so I can see the whole thing. I saw a tree that has its soft young center spreading out to the aged brittle bark on the outside. I was drifting. No strong thought came about legacy, only the statement, she didn't give up, and a smiley face. Yeah, there you go. That's it. You get this sense and you stay true to it. Mm-hmm. That is lovely. Trinity said, wow, that's lovely. It is. And Trinity, that's a beautiful thing to ask for. You can ask for it in your dreams or just keep coming to mind, or that a symbol come into your life in some way, like about three times by surprise. It's your symbol for opening up your legacy. And then you can welcome it into your life and invite it in, and it'll be working subconsciously to help you manifest your dreams, to manifest your legacy. I know a woman who picks up numbers. So she knows those numbers are significant. She doesn't always know the exact interpretation, but she brings them into her home and lets her subconscious work with the numbers, which opens up even more guidance for her in her dream time to help propel her in her life. And there are all kinds of fun ways as our subconscious minds open up that we can access more and more of our strengths and our service. Remember to use your creativity. Let your creativity work for you. It's a good place for that to happen in these meditations. Trust what comes through. A color comes through, a feeling. You kind of see something. You don't quite know what it is. It's all right. Just trust what is there and respect what that is. That's your intuition starting to work for you. And the more that you acknowledge it, the harder it will work for you. The more it will come up. Be patient with the process. Some of you are more clairsentient. You're going to feel. Some of you more clairvoyant. You will see. Some of you more clairaudient, you will hear things. Let those little impulses that you may have learned to ignore in this space create lots of opportunity to acknowledge them. So it will keep working for you. Anything else? Question, comment? Last call. And Trinity said, it's funny, I do the meditations twice per day. They went from feeling good to not good, so I must be on the cusp of something. Very, very good realization, Trinity. The point they started not feeling good, that's where you want to go very gently and slowly. Don't expect anything from you, from yourself. Don't expect anything from yourself. Just let your spirit and your soul guide you to some baby steps that will help you feel more and more fulfilled. So it'll feel good. There is some sticky energy there, right? That's usually where our woundedness has been the greatest. The abuse has been the greatest in this life or others. So withholding, it's a very gentle practice. We're not trying to push through any knot holes here. Yeah, we're going gently and easily the same way you'd hold a little one who ran into your arms and just got hurt and ran into your arms, and your motherly arms or fatherly arms will go right around that little one. Oh, buddy, I'm sorry. That was so, so hard. I'm sorry. Remember, when children get hurt, the first thing they want is not a Band-Aid, and they do not want to be corrected for what they should have done differently. What they want is compassion. First, they want your love, and they're going to tell you all about it, every gory detail of what happened. And when they can feel your love through all the yucky parts of the story, then they quiet down. And then you can get the Band-Aid on, and then when that's all done, then you can talk about, now, how do you think you could do that so that you stay safe? Now they're ready for that. And you, precious people, need the same thing, because those wounds have occurred most often in little people inside of us when we were very young, very, very young. So we need the same tenderness and love that you would offer to a child or a little kitten or a tiny one. Do the same thing for your inner self. That's the gentleness we're looking for. Trinity said, thank you for your help with this. I appreciate it, and you are most welcome, Trinity. It's an honor to hold this space. There's people so willing, all of you so willing, to go into those sticky places and learn how to be with it. That's some awesome courage. And that is some awesome love. I honor that in you. Anything else? Question, comment? Celine, the last weeks have been about choices not taken. So today's meditation spoke directly. Yeah, thank you so much. You are welcome. Yeah, those regrets, particularly as we get older, really want to be held. When my elder it was a woman I was assisting with the ceremony, through her elderhood recognition ceremony, the woman's major preparation was to let go of her regrets and her resentments. And of course, the way we let go of those is through deep love and understanding and compassion about why we made the decisions we made, that they were necessary for us at the time. We might do it differently now, but at that time, it's what we felt we needed to do. To really honor that as a learning, as a teaching. And Celine, you're right, the grief is hard. Sometimes we feel like those opportunities were really big, and we really blew it, like something was wrong with us. So it needs lots of tenderness to hold the grief and the tears and the anger that it was perhaps the best you could do at that moment. I shared with someone recently, actually several months ago, who was mourning the loss of the career he did not have, that he always wanted to have. And I said, you know, I have a feeling if you had gone into that career, you would have been a heavy drug user and you might not be alive today and I might not know you. So with all respect to the loss that you are experiencing, I'm very grateful that you are here today for the way that you are going to rock the world today. And that I get to be with you and I get to be in the presence of what you have become. Sometimes we forget that the choices that were not even the, well, sometimes they are reflections of choices. Of course they are reflections of choices that we made that separated us from what we thought we would most want in our lives. This is it. May not have been nearly as important as what you are about to do next. It may have had a lot more to do with what you wanted to learn and that you learned what you needed and it was time to go on. Yeah, Celine says, I think I'm judging what I consider weakness. And that's what most of us do. And yet, was it a weakness? And she says, beautiful story. Thanks, Misa. Good, I hope it helps. I hope it helps. Sometimes we get caught in the perspective that we've gotten used to, but there are a million other perspectives that may be just as valid about that story. And your magnificence is available right now. You may surpass the stories of your past. In fact, as we attend to this precious moment and hold ourselves and love all those broken parts and happy parts, that is what happens. We are being in the moment and we are creating an even greater reality than we could have created then. Celine says, I'll take it. Trinity says, the holding uncovers the places where I don't like myself. That's exactly right. Why? Because as Celine mentioned, we tend to judge ourselves, right? I don't like that, so I judged myself about it. I made myself wrong. But what if I don't make myself wrong? What if the child that never felt accepted, what if there was never anything wrong with that child? What if I could accept her now and she could feel that inside me now? Would anything be wrong? Would anything be weak? There would just be this tremendous appreciation of what it was like to go through childhood not feeling quite as accepted as you wanted to feel. Or maybe not really ever feeling accepted. What a courageous little one you were. Still somehow moving through life. Still somehow feeling love. Still somehow moving towards spirit. Still somehow caring for others. That's amazing. That's amazing. So your tenderness for those places you consider to be weak and that tenderness for those judgments that you have. If you bring your love and compassion and tenderness to it again, like it was a wounded child, it begins to shift very quickly. If, as we discovered a few sessions back, if you allow yourself to both be the giver of that compassion and the receiver of that compassion. Amy says, and then with that experience of feeling not accepted, I can accept others more openly. Yes, that's true. Sometimes by not having felt it, it becomes even more important in our lives. That is so true. It becomes an impetus for the good work we do in the world because we want to make sure others feel accepted. And that's powerful. It sometimes carries you right into your sacred work. The motivation is so strong. And then remember, hold yourself too. So if not feeling accepted propels you into accepting others with more love and more grace, then also give yourself permission when you're ready to turn that inward. Make sure that the little one in you gets to feel accepted. Now the whole circle is complete and whole. Amy says that I've had enough of that. Now I can do both. There it is. That's right. You can accept others graciously, and you can accept yourself graciously. How awesome is that? And that's the fullness. Can you imagine a divine source, a creator, who wanted you to feel accepted but didn't accept him or herself? It would be kind of weird, wouldn't it? It would be very weird. Yeah. But we do that in our lives. It's part of that separating from the divine. Separated from our memory of being divine. So we're reestablishing our memories of being connected to the divine with every single one of these emotional needs. We're reconnecting with the divine so we can feel it again. And you have complete permission to do so because that's what you were made to do. It's in you to be able to do it. It's your peak state to feel those feelings as real, and then those feelings, when they're full, carry you into an exalted state of love and consciousness. So you really are doing deep work, aren't you? Beautiful, beautiful, powerful work. So lots of gentleness. Lots of gentleness. I invite you to go over to Facebook and read and comment there. I will be putting on Facebook tonight a link to an article about being recognized, feeling recognized. You're welcome to go read that tonight if you like, or check it out later on. I very much look forward to holding space with you next week. Awesome work. I want you to really take that in. If you can, please do. Even if you're feeling stuck, getting to the stuckness is awesome work. If you're feeling like you've moved through something and there's still something sticky, awesome work. If you've moved through that to a place where you're feeling that recognition a little bit, awesome work. And if it's all the way through, you really, really got to feel that full recognition, awesome work. Why? Because every single step counts. Every single one that you're making counts, and you're here and you're showing up. That makes you very special to me. I will be holding you over the next week. And good night, everybody.